Folder 57, February, 1982. 5508. I just now glanced over the tractate. In a sense, the novel Valis was a means to get the tractate published. Originally, I supposed only a private and tiny printing, e.g. by Roy Squires. But because of Valis, it, the tractate, is in mass circulation in the U.S., the U.K., France, and possibly Germany. I did it. Valis is true. Gnosticism is true. What the AI voice says is true. Thus, I am compelled to believe absolutely and for the first time that, all else proving to be true, the soteriological prophecies must be true also. So the fifth savior is here. He has been transplanted and is alive. 57Q7. Okay, the 1 billionth fresh start. All of it. 274 to 275. And what the AI voice has said. And all the revelations and visions. It's all indubitably this. Soteriology. That is clear. Note. By its very nature, the exegesis has no conclusion. And yet here, so close to the final pages Dick wrote, he hits upon a definitive truth of his experiences and their interpretation. Whatever the reigning theory of the moment, Dick is always concerned with deliverance, liberation, rescue. Whatever bonds might restrict the individual being, karma, astral determinism, sin, demiurgic imprisonment, Dick wants to see them broken and the being released into an absolute ontological freedom. The exegesis is a record of a human soul in search of salvation. GM. Endnote. 1. 2374 per se was soteriological, pronoia and miracle intervention. 2. The messenger vision deals with soteriology. 3. The Covenant House AI statement is soteriological. 4. The pulley vision is soteriological. 5. All the prophecies are soteriological. 6. The Parousia and Holy Mother Church dream is soteriological. So whereas the theological structure remains vague, monotheism or bitheism, Christianity or Judaism or Gnosticism, one thing, as I say, is indubitable. Everything that has happened and that I have been shown, told, every revelation, it's all one vast soteriological engine program. 7. Valis itself is soter. Greek, savior. Okay then, that's it. I can't discern the big picture, God, theology, and the universe, epistemology, but there is palpable and indubitable one individual soteriology directed at me that saved my life, saved me, and 2. General soteriological disclosures involving mankind and Savior. So probably the Savior, the fifth Savior, is indeed here, and he will explain the rest. 57Q10. Because of the reverence for all life that permeates my developing spiritual doctrines, I think I will settle on Buddhism, and upon doing that, I will assume that the fifth Savior is the Maitreya. Do I not have my Tagore vision? 57Q14. 274. Light, sunlight reflected off the golden fish sign. 374. Valis light, beam of pink light, is what I always say. But it was sunlight, as in 274, only this time it was the sticker of the fish sign in the living room window. The upsilon became a palm tree. The pink part was the phosphine after image of the fish sticker. So fish sign both times, in 274, the meta-abstraction, and 374, Valis, the info about Chrissy. It's Christ. In 274, there was no pink light as such, but sunlight, fish sign and light, like Burma and Mr. Tagomi. Note. Given its placement toward the close of the exegesis, we cannot help but read this poetic condensation of Dick's visionary experiences as a green flash on the horizon as the sun sinks down. Shorn of theory, of the need for theory, his words are reduced to the frog plop haikus of barest memory to fish, sign, and light. These glints return with an admission. Dick was not blasted with sci-fi laser pinkness after all, but simply a sunbeam that left a phosphine glow. Jacob Burma was also illuminated, according to some accounts, by light bouncing off a pewter dish, and he is the most Dickian of mystics, a melancholic peasant class cobbler who rode the dialectic into the divine abyss. He is paired here with a fiction, Mr. Tagomi. If Angel Archer is the greatest of Dick's characters, Tagomi is the most singular. Toward the end of The Man in the High Castle, he sits down on a park bench to examine a small silver triangle that eventually disgorges its spirit, light. The jewelry's shimmering surface gives Tagomi a brief glimpse of the real world, or our world anyway, the one outside the alternative history that enfolds him. And now, near the end he cannot see, Dick glimpses that light again, the quiver of gnosis from another fictional time that also shines, for a moment, into your eye. The medium is the message, but don't try to figure it out. As Tagomi tells the dumb cop who interrupts his vision, it is not a puzzle. E.D. End note. 57, Q17. I am interested in only one thing. Instead of society molding me, I mold it. 1. In my writing. 2. In what I do with the money. 3. In interviews. 4. In the movie, which links back to my writing, i.e. androids. Vast thematic doctrines are emerging. Agape, compassion, care of the weak by the strong, the imminent coming of God as Savior, that is, the kingship of God. This is what the whole opus adds up to, anticipation of the coming kingship of God. 57, Q24. The total cosmos is somehow in each part, which is a diagram I drew years ago. Macrocosm, surrounded by microcosm, surrounded by macrocosm. Now I see how this works. The Hermetics were indeed onto this, and the Taoist alchemists, and Leibniz, because of his involvement in Rosicrucianism. Interface half in the part person, half in the whole world, and thus modulates each to the other, advocate for the person in terms of what he does, acting toward the whole, and how he experiences world, the whole acting on him. In this case, the part is not directly engaged with the whole, but indirectly. And this is what I felt to be the case when Jeannie was on the phone. This fits Malebranche's model. It is related as a model to Cartesian epistemology, having to do with world experienced as representation. This would seem to imply that what Kant calls the transcendent self, which maintains the ontological ordering categories, has been seized and occupied by what we call Soter, the Holy Spirit, the Maitreya, Christ. This would de facto create cosmos. It would be total soteriological victory. It would possess the parts and create out of them the whole. Thus, individual salvation and restoration of the cosmos become one and the same thing, and pertain directly to my 274 meta-abstraction, an instance of it. This gives a very precise account of what salvation and restoration consist of, and also how it is done, and moreover, it is, not resembles, but is, 274. And this interface would be precisely the acts, tiers, i.e. apocalypse, lens grid, so QED. This is why when I saw World Transformed 274 itself, although it was radically changed, it was absolutely comprehensible. And this is the whole point. World as it had been was enigmatic, and in fact fremed, world changed, was both comprehensible and familiar. It was my world. Hence I say part-whole compatibility. But could this be a purely cognitive act? And if so, is it noesis? Because it looks to me that this is a purely cognitive act. It does create part-whole compatibility, which leads via the two-mirror self-correcting sequence of ever more precise approximations, a positive runaway, to part-whole isomorphism, whereupon info of the whole arises parallel and acausally in the part, self-generating info as the basis of structure, negentropy itself, by which the whole maintains itself as cosmos in the true sense, unified by affinity, not coercion or violence. The universal language is, of course, heard directly inside the mind of the person. This is the crucial index of part-whole isomorphism expressed in terms of info, info pertaining to the structure and not to anything outside it. Thus, the info pertains to itself. It is not only self-generating, it is the thing that it describes. This is precisely what the Book of Creation notes say. With man, word and thought refer to object. But with God, thought, word, writing of word, and thing are one and the same. Note, Sefer Yetzirah, or the Book of Creation, a sacred text of Kabbalah Judaism, in its 1887 translation by W.W. Westcott. End note. And this is, of course, the plasmate. It is info, but it as info does not pertain to, point to, anything other than itself. Thus, King Felix does not point to the Savior. It is the info stage of the life form, Savior itself, just as St. Luke is the info stage of the world of Luke Acts. I'm hot on the trail right now, since nothing exists outside of cosmos by definition. All info in it pertains to itself and permeates it, and is self-causing. And identical throughout all loci. Then the info is eternally and ubiquitously retrieved and retrievable, as in Ubik. AI voice and plasmate, one and the same, info metabolism. My God, the plasmate does cross bond with the human and replicate, but it's not an info life form, it's the metabolism of the whole, i.e., the true cosmos. This is how it can be cosmos. The plasmate is not in reality, no. Reality is info. There's a crucial difference. This is why the mutual arrangement of objects is info or language. My groove to music leap. Dynamically, in terms of activity, things are info, changing info. The whole of him thinks, as Xenophanes said. Valis is a very valuable book. Even though it doesn't explain why the universe is info, it does say that it is. The why is. By being info, it maintains its negentropy level, i.e., its structure expressed, as always, as by info. It is true cosmos, so it must maintain negentropic structure, hence info throughout. If it ceases to, it ceases to be true cosmos, and unity is lost in favor of atomized plurality. It is unitary precisely because it is info. So since we can't see the info, we can see the structure, so we see plurality. When I saw Valis, I saw unity, structure, hence info. What I was ultimately seeing was cosmos, as field, as opposed to the atomist's discontinuous matter, which is anti-cosmos. This is both Plato and Pythagoras, and totally Greek. It was lost, became extinct, after Parmenides, hence the fall. So the statement by the AI voice, extinct true cosmos, and it's still there, is crucial. In a sense, to see cosmos, i.e. unity, you must see arrangement syntactically, as I noted ultra supra, the linguistic connectives, not causal connectives. But by this analysis, the AI voice's statements about the Savior must be veridical, since the statement info is the reality it pertains to. It is oxymoronic to speak of the possibility of this kind of info as false. 57. Q33. With the return of the Eleatic continuum reality, instead of the discontinuous matter one, we will again be able to see God literally. And this is the point of my exegesis. And I know that the continuum one is true, and the discontinuous matter one is not, because the AI voice said, a perturbation in the reality field. When I was very little, I used to see and experience space as real, palpable, thick. It scared and oppressed me because I did not understand how motion was possible. I used to squeeze it, as e.g., when I was sick in the bathroom. It took effort to bring my finger and thumb together, and it was artificial and difficult for me to render space into void. So my continuum view was natural to me and had to be trained out of me, or else I saw that things did not in fact move, change, but only look different, i.e., no time had passed. In other words, I experienced God and eternity, but had to learn to experience world and time instead because everyone else said, that's what's there. I had no words for what I saw, God, nor did I understand it, or even like it. But it was the correct way of seeing. But I knew not what it was, and it oppressed me.